Let's quickly, within a few minutes, round off this and then we shall pray. Dominion at creation. And this is part two. We'll finish that up very sharply. Dominion at creation, part two. Genesis chapter 1 and in verse 28. We looked at that yesterday. And God blessed them. And God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it and have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. The Lord bless his word in Jesus' name. I would like us to quickly review what we did so far so I can then very rapidly go on to conclusion of what we have today. First of all, we said that man was created with five mandates at creation. I thought that the ICT would just be prompt enough to just do this without me prompting them. That we're created with five creative mandates. Number one was fruitfulness, the mandate of productivity. Number two was multiplication, that is increase. Number three was replenishment. We're created to replenish the earth, to fill up the space. Number four was subjugation, that is bringing things under control. And number five, we talked about, was domination, that is take charge. And then we began to look at the dimensions of dominion, how man's dominion mandate was fulfilled at creation, and what realm was Adam and Eve, what realm were they occupying in this dominion? Number one was the realm of command and control of the natural. They were in command, they were in control of the natural. They practically summoned and named the animals and so forth and so on. Number two was the realm of fearless and threatless existence. The realm of fearless and threatless existence. Nothing threatened Adam. They were afraid of nothing. They were threatened by nothing. It was a dominion realm. And then number three, we talked about the realm of limitless access and limitless movements. The realm of limitless access and limitless movements. They could access anywhere, access anything. Nothing hindered them or blocked them. They could move in any realm. That was number three. Number four, we saw, was the realm of supernatural revelation and insight. It is the dominion of the supernatural knowledge realm. Supernatural revelation and insight. And that was where we stopped yesterday. Now we are going to number five today, and that is the realm of effortless command of supernatural supplies. Genesis 1:28 again. And God blessed them. And God said unto them, be fruitful, multiply, fill up the earth. Fill up the earth. Three things I wanted you to know in this realm of effortless command of supernatural supplies. Number one, man. Look at Genesis 2 and in verse 5. Verse 6. 7. 8. And the Lord God planted a garden eastward in Eden. And there he put the man whom he had formed. First thing we know about supernatural supply and command at creation was that man was created and positioned in a garden, not a wilderness, not a desert. Man's first home was a garden. Man's first habitation,
communicated supplies.
Secondly, the garden was called Eden. Eden means pleasure. Man was created and positioned in pleasure, not pressure. He was created and positioned in pleasure, not pressure. Any trace of pressure came after the fall. Number three, man was created with supplies available before needs arose. Supplies available before demands arose. Everything man was going to need was on ground before the needs ever arose. Fourthly, man was created with deposits of treasure in the earth. Deposits of treasure in the earth. In Genesis chapter 2 and in verse 11 to verse 12. He said the name of the first is peace, and that is which compasseth the whole land of Havilah, where there is gold. And the gold of that land is good. There is bdellium and the onyx stone. Higher. We are created in a dominion realm of effortless command of supernatural supplies. Young man came to see me some time ago, and he told me about how they got hectares of lithium. Lithium is one of the highest in demand materials on the earth today. Electric motors, batteries, mobile phones, lithium. I saw him back like 3 days ago. I think he's in this conference right now. He said after the first encounter, he went back and on the same ground they located gold in this country, in Nigeria. One man sat on the gallery here some time ago and he said, Lord, I have been in the realm of millions for a while. How do I move to billions? He got one light from that gallery. And within a short time, he shifted to billions. In his words, if you gave him today a contract of 990 million, he said, please look for another person to execute it. I don't waste time in this realm. It's not pride. It's just that he has no time. He said, look for another person. He said, there are many people who can do this. We are in that realm. You see, the world will never be able to understand the realm of the church. If they want, they should get ready because we have seen nothing yet. Individual members of the church. How do you explain going all over the world doing crusades without taking a dime of offering? And people talk tight. One thing that must be made very clear is that God has enough resources to handle his project without the tithe of one mortal man. Listen, in the days of this construction, our accounts officer, one of them is here. What was spent a month was heavier than tithes of plus offerings of 1 year per month. that is extra service tithe plus offering income was of a year was not up to what was spent a month. Where did the balance come? Where did the money that was spent come from? Supernatural supplies beyond human comprehension. Do you understand what I'm saying? People don't know God, so they talk garbage and gibberish. They don't know God, so they talk. God is too big for wretched man's tithe and offering. Too big. You are holding crusades within millions, and yet you didn't take one tithe and one offering from the crusade. Then how was the crusade run? And you distributed food to people, and you did medical supplies to people, and you sat down and consulted yourself. And we haven't seen anything yet. We haven't seen anything yet. We have seen nothing yet. As far as the massiveness of the supplies of God is concerned. I see the work of God running. If a particular church, all of them say, I won't give 1 naira as an offering or a tithe, they will be shocked at how fast God will move with or without man. What can you say about that now? Massive bigness. Pastor, I went to minister in Pastor's church the other day. He sent me a text yesterday. He said, please, the honorarium that we gave us, whatever, this check has not been cashed. Please help us cash it, so that we can be blessed. Truth of the matter is, I don't know where the check is. As it is now. Is that not how to look for money? Not that I'm despising it. It's just that that is not on your mind. Money is on the mind of the crooked people of the world. So they reason everything from financial mentality. Papa Yedeko said with all brutality one day, he said, God does not depend on your wretched purse for his supplies, but your wretched pocket depends on God. When he talked like that, some people thought he insulted them. No. Somebody say loud amen. Let it be clear to everyone here that God is bigger than offering basket and whatever can come into it. Bigger any day. How much offering was given before he created the earth? How many times in this church we forgot to take offering? We are sharing the grace. We forgot tithe, we forgot offering until it is time to share the grace. Then somebody say, offering, we have not taken. How many of you understand what I'm talking about? It's not taken. Numberless times. But I want somebody to get ready, because you are about to see supernatural supplies beyond your imagination. You are about to see supernatural supplies beyond your understanding. If you are here, you are that person, shout the loudest amen. You are about to see, shout the loudest amen. Shout amen at the top of your voice. Lift your right and say, Father, I am here to walk in your realm of supplies effortlessly in the name of Jesus. Somebody say a loud amen. Somebody say a loud amen. Somebody shout the loudest amen. Somebody shout the loudest amen. You are moving there. 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 Do you know when this church started? Some people looked at us and said, it is small people's church. It is small people's church. It's only the masses that are there. It's a poor, 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 poor people. Small, small boys and girls. There are no big men there. Because in some places there were big names. In fact, there were some places where you could identify this person is like the sponsor of this church. We had none. Like the main pillar of the church. We had nothing like that. And I kept on preaching it. That not one man can claim to be the sponsor of this church. Some got angry, but it didn't matter. Today, the God of the small people. See what he did. Today, presidents come to attend. They ask for prayer. Hallelujah. I was in one country, and we had a visit to the presidential villa of that country. And the president of the nation said, what surprised me? He said, I'm seeing you in person today. It's only on television I watch you. President of a country. The same with what this woman was saying. I said, really? You have ever watched? Oh, I watch you. I listen to your message. Do you understand what I say? Just look up to God. Pastor, don't look up to offering basket. They looked up to him and they were enlightened. And people, never you think that any tiny giving you give can sponsor a church. If you think so, withhold. Just keep it. And I've said it before. If a whole church say we won't give, we won't tithe, we won't give offering, we won't give nothing, the work of God can't be scratched if it is the work that God commissioned. God has supplies that is beyond the offering basket. Oh yes, if he is behind it. If God is behind it. If God is behind it. If God, see this man who just said, somebody said they should bring him a BMW car and sent an Alhaji. And the person said he shouldn't be mentioned. My car registered in his name. The church have no hand in that. Official car that church bought for the pastor from offerings money. That was extra offering supernatural supply. Supply to the man of God. Am I speaking to somebody here? Just get ready. God is about to do something. Don't let ignorant people of the world intimidate you on what you believe. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? We serve a mega God, massive God, big God. So big. Somebody said, can I have the bill of so and so crusade? The crusade has happened. It has been paid for. But the person hasn't been given the bill yet. He wants to pay for it as an individual, to pay for a whole crusade. The crusade has happened. Somebody said, I'm dropping 50 million for the crusade in our city. That one hasn't happened yet. But the money is available, and the date has not been fixed. The money is with the person. He hasn't sent the money yet. Any day the date is fixed, 50 million minimum is available. Is that tight? Is that offering? can talk more, but the tiny brain of some people won't comprehend it. Fickle mind. There are those who may collapse when they hear what people who know God can do in the name of God from the surplus God has given to them that has nothing to do. Hallelujah. We are going to punish the world with supernatural supplies. Where the devil will cry tears. They won't be able to explain the source of the church. They won't be able to explain the secret of our impact. And if they want to be able to explain it, they should come and know God and let God show them how it happens. Crusade date has not been fixed yet. We don't know where it will happen yet. But the offer of paying for the whole thing is available. Hallelujah! There are more things I can say, but some people may die. After I finished with Jonathan Shuttlesworth, one man brought an aircraft, Falcon 50, and said, "This is for you, for your movements. Change the engine, everything. I will maintain it for you. The only thing you do is fuel it. Anywhere you want to go, go with it. Preach the gospel effortlessly after an impartation." I'm sure you saw the picture of it last time. How did that one come from? Where did he come? He picked the aircraft from the offering basket. From church tithe and money. He picked it from offering basket. Another person bought church building of $14 million. Bought it and asked them to pay $3 and own it. Just to make sure that something is put on paper that there's a contract. $3. Where did that come from? That is massive supernatural supply beyond human comprehension. Anybody ready for that kind of rain? Jump on your feet and shout the loudest amen. Shout amen at the top of your voice. Amen at the top of your voice. Amen at the top of your voice. Clap your hands, all ye people. Shout to the Lord with the voice of triumph. Give the Lord a clap, a shout, a leap of joy. A clap, a shout, a leap of joy. Help me walk to seven groups. Tell them, get ready. Get ready for financial dominion. Get ready, get ready, get ready. Get ready, get ready. Get ready for dominion in the supply realm. 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 Get ready, get ready, get ready, get ready, get ready. Give the Lord a shout of praise. A louder shout of praise. A louder shout of praise. Give him a bigger clap and a louder shout of praise. The last time you experience scarcity and shortage shall be the last forever. The last time you experience struggle financially shall be the last forever. It shall be the last forever. It shall be the last forever. It shall be the last forever. Shout the loudest. Amen. Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. In the realm of effortless command of supernatural supplies. Number 6. Where did they experience dominion? It was in the realm of sicklessness, wearilessness, and durability of life. Sicklessness, wearilessness, and durability of life. There was no demonic virus or bacteria that could throw Adam down. No demonic bacteria. No demonic organism. In Genesis chapter 5 and in verse 1, all the way to verse 3. This is the book of the generations of Adam. In the day that God created man, in the likeness of God made he him. Male and female created he them and blessed them. And called their name Adam in the day when they were created. And Adam lived 130 years. If anybody lives 130 years, they say, are you sure this man is not a witchcraft? Or is not in this or that? Why is he still alive? See what happened at 130. And begat a son at age 130 in his own likeness after his image. And he called his name Seth. Keep going. And the days of Adam after he begat Seth was 800 years. He was 130 years before he born the child. He lived 800 years after the birth of the child. And still begat sons and daughters whose names they didn't tell us. So we know Cain, we know Abel, we know Seth. There are other sons and daughters we don't know. Within the balance of the 800 years. And all the days of Adam. Verse 5. He lived for 930 years. And he died. Allah. No trace of sickness, weakness, weariness, tiredness for 930 years. How old are you? What fraction of that age are you? That the devil wants you to be tired all the time. Yawning in the morning. What did you do in the night? Sleeping in the morning. Is it charm? They do you. Who do you? Oh boy. They do you. Who do you in this matter? Who do you? Wait till you do them before they do you. Hallelujah. This is the dimension of dominion. One retired army general was talking to me the other day. He said, how are you doing it? You are not tired? I say, I'm a soldier. He say, your own soldier pass our own, no? Retired army general. Your own soldier pass our own. I'm talking of gallant officer who fought wars. Who drove armored tanks. He say, your own soldier pass our own. There is a life in God, an energy in God. When I go on crusade ground and I jump down from stages, our people will be watching me. I can do worse than that. It's you people I'm considering. In area one, I used to jump from this altar down to the stage. One day my wife said, please sir, it's okay. We know you can jump it. It is confirmed that you can jump it. It's okay, please don't do it again. You know, woman, what is on her mind? Are you following what I'm saying here today? I am trusting the Lord that in our days, this energy of creation. He said the land, the end time soldiers, in Joel chapter 2 and in verse 3, he said, a fire devoured before them, and behind them a flame burned. The land is as the garden of Eden before them, and behind them a desolate wilderness. Yeah, and nothing shall. In the end time, army, we shall operate the Edenic lifestyle. Edenic lifestyle. Edenic dominion. Edenic lifestyle. That is why I speak with authority today. Everyone who here, with any trace of disease in your body, anything that is attempting to cut you short before your time, I declare they are cut off from your life. Every terminal disease in your body is terminated right now. You believe it, shall the Lord say amen. Finally, it is the realm of supernatural fruitfulness despite old age. You know, we already saw something there. The realm of supernatural fruitfulness despite old age. Genesis chapter 5 and in verse 1 to 3. We read it just now. Let's look at verse 2 and 3 again. Verse 2 and 3 again. Verse 3. And Adam lived 130 years and begat a son in his own likeness after his image and called his name Seth. And the days of Adam after he had begotten Seth were 800 years, and he begat sons and daughters. Who is talking of begotten? Within the 800 years of life, 930 years. Psalm 92 verse 10 to 14 explains that further to us. He said, but my horn shall thou exalt like the horn of a unicorn. I shall be anointed with fresh oil. My eye also shall see my desire on mine enemies. And my ears shall hear my desire of the wicked that rise up against me. The righteous shall flourish like the palm tree. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. Those that be planted in the house of the Lord, they shall flourish in the courts of our God. They shall still bring forth fruit in old age. They shall be fat and flourishing. Who told you are too old to bring forth fruit? Who told you are too old to release results? I announce to you that mentality of age, I declare it to dissolve and disappear now. If you are saying amen, say louder amen. When we met Kenneth Copeland recently, I told you the story. How I went to preach for Evangelist Jonathan. And Evangelist Jonathan's, the person leading the music for that program, is Copeland's music director of almost 30 years. So he informed Copeland that I will be coming. And Copeland said, tell him, if he is chanced. You know the humility of those people? He didn't say, tell him, I want to see him. See, if he is available, I'll be glad for us to see about 1:30 p.m. So they told me, if I will be available, I am over available, sir. I am available since. Available raised to power 100. Availability. And so, plus. So when we saw, you could see the warm hug, he was smiling.
was smiling. See, it's a long time. It's a long coming. It's about time. Then we hugged. He talked to us for 3 hours. Showed us the first plane he flew. Plane of 1957. He said, the next time you come, me and you will fly the plane. Yes. He's still flying. It's up to the American Pilots Association awarded him as a pioneer and also someone who, for his contribution in aviation. Been flying for maybe 60 years or something. But this is where I'm going. We finished talking. He said, I am 88 years old by December and I have 32 more years to go. How old are you now before you want to retire? You say, I am 88 years old and I have 32 more years to go. Before you could say praise the Lord, I think we're still in America there or somewhere. When they had invited him as a guest minister to another town at 88, he's jumping, he's moving, he's... Age is not a matter of years. It's a matter of mind. I see young men today that are looking much older than myself. I'm behaving like that. Do you understand what I'm talking about? This, you can be fruitful in old age. Fruitful, physical fruit of the womb. Fruitful results and impact. Don't ever. One of the bishops here told me, he said before he came to meet us, he was already in retirement mode because of how much struggle he has struggled in ministry. He's less than 60. See, he was in retirement mode. His mind was already in retirement. That is, he said, but by the time he came here, something fired up in his mentality and he began afresh. I am here to fire up somebody afresh. I don't know how tired you have become, how exhausted you have become, and how it looks like your life is not producing the results you desire. But I decree you're firing up afresh to move to the next level. You are saying amen, say loud amen. You are saying amen, say loud amen. You are saying amen, say loud amen. Amen. Papa Oyedepo's 70th birthday. Our former president to Olusegun Obasanjo was around. When he was asked to come to the stage, this was how he went. He ran up to stage. I am sure that the man who is in peri-90 minimum. He's in peri-90. Do you remember his age, sir? Alright. Because I know that we talked about his 60th birthday around 1994-95. We talked about 60 then. Huh? Yes. Do you understand? So, I hear that he will be around 90 in March next year. Yeah. So, running upstage in the village, 90 people are holding stick like this, some villages. I like you to make up your mind. One woman testified here 2 weeks ago. She had been married to her husband for many years, 20 something years, how many years?
And then she says she had an encounter in the dream where I released to her a child and said, go and deliver. But after that encounter, it didn't materialize physically yet. Then he was praying, Lord, but I saw in this revelation where I was given a child. And the Lord said to her, the Spirit of the Lord said to her, go read Genesis chapter 5. So she was wondering why. So she went to Genesis chapter 5. And she said she began to read how people were giving birth to children in old age. 100 and something. 100 and something. This one was 60 something. So he said that cleared his mentality. That if God has ever done it before in history, took him. That was broken. She was here with her husband testifying. And the husband said, everybody told her, her village told her, go and remarry, go and get married, go get another wife. He said, no. Him, go take another wife. He said, no. This is my wife. We'll fight this battle together. So I said to him, so how old are you now, sir? He said, my mates are grandfathers. They were giving birth to the child for the first time. Because they shall bring forth fruit in old age. I want us to trust God for dominion over age. I want us to trust God for age not to be a setback. For age not to be a limitation. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? For you to be able to do the exercises of your youth, the spiritual exercises of your youth in old age. Fruitfulness. Those of us who have retired from government service, consider yourself to be the beginning of a new level, a new phase, a new season. Let your world see results that will come out of your life in this second phase of your life, and let them be shocked, because better is the end of a matter than the beginning thereof. Somebody say amen. Take your seat. Let me round off. I don't want to do part three of this message. Hallelujah. Very, very quickly. What is the secret of creation dominion? That dominion that Adam experienced at creation. What is the secret? Number one is the possession and manifestation of the divine nature. The possession and manifestation of the divine nature. The possession and manifestation. Let us make man in our image. And they were in the image of God. And they were in the likeness of God. And they manifested it. All I can say to us this morning, endeavor to manifest the divine nature that you carry. Manifest it. That will take us to what will cause me to manifest the divine nature. That will be 1A. Possession and manifestation of the divine nature. What will is it that will help me manifest the divine nature? Number one, feed on the life of divinity. That is the word. It is the spirit that quickeneth. The flesh profiteth nothing. The words I speak to you, their spirit and their life. John 6:63. Every encounter with Rema is encounter with the nature of God. Every time you absorb revelation, you absorb divine nature. Feed on the nature, on the life of divinity. John 2:2. Ezekiel 2:2, as he spoke to me, the Spirit entered into me. 2 Peter 1:3-4. He has given us these promises that we might become partakers of the divine nature.
partakers of the divine nature. Partakers of the divine nature. Verse 4. Partakers. He gave us these promises to make us partake of the divine nature. Feed on the divine nature. Somebody say amen. Number 2B. Maintain communion and intimacy with the Almighty. Maintain communion and intimacy with the Almighty. He that walketh with the wise shall be wise. Maintain communion, maintain intimacy. Hang around God, you become like Him. Proverbs 13 and verse 20. 2 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 18. But we all, with open face, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, we are changed into the same image from glory to glory. It's by His Spirit. Intimacy. Enjoy His presence. Revel in His presence. To manifest the divine nature. Number 3, are you ready for these? Number C, are you ready for these? See the end from the beginning. Where you want to end, see it at the beginning. That is what makes God God. Seeing the end from the beginning. Isaiah 46 verse 9 and 10 said, I am. Remember the former things of old, for I am God and there is none else. I am God and there is none like me. Declaring the end from the beginning. And from ancient times, the things that are not yet done. Saying, my counsel shall stand and I will do all my pleasure. You are at the beginning. Where do you want to end? See it. Number D. Number D is like see. See beyond the limits of impossibility. Don't walk in the realm where you are set back by impossibility thinking. See beyond the limits of impossibility. Ephesians chapter 3. And in verse 20, unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. With God, nothing shall be impossible. If you turn it the other way around, impossible shall be nothing with God. See beyond the limits of impossibility. Allow your spirit and your imagination to fly above the walls of impossibility. This will help you to possess and manifest the divine nature. To help you. And then number 2, we dealt with 1, and 1 is the possession of the manifestation of the divine nature. And then we have all those sub points on that. Number 2, walking in obedience and uprightness will cause us to manifest the divine nature. Walking in obedience and uprightness will cause us to manifest the divine nature. Walking in obedience and uprightness. Adam and Eve lost the divine nature because they disobeyed God. Every time you disobey God, you lose something. Romans chapter 3 verse 23. For all have sinned. Falling short, come short of the glory of God. Walk in obedience. Is there something you want me to do I am not doing?
Now, God may tell you to do things that beat the imagination. He might tell you to do things that are at the extreme of impossibility. Go on ahead and walk in obedience. Go on ahead and walk in uprightness. And you will begin to see dominion that will amaze you in the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. Before this week is out, something drastically impossible that used to be very impossible will happen in your life. Before this week is out, 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 something that used to be very impossible shall become very possible. Before this week is out, you shall step into dimensions of dominion that you think impossible. If you are that one, shout the loudest amen. Will you stand up on your feet and shout amen at the top of your voice? The louder believers, amen. The loudmost believers, amen. Be upstanding. Lift up your hands. And lift up your voices. And give the Lord the praise. Father, we give you the praise. Father, we give you the honor. Father, we give you the praise. Father, we give you the honor. We give you the worship. We give you glory, Lord, as we honor you. We give you glory, Lord, as we honor you. You are wonderful. You are worthy, oh Lord. You are wonderful. You are. You are wonderful, Lord. You are. You are wonderful. You are wonderful. Oh, you are wonderful. You. Glory, Lord, we give glory, Lord. Lift your hands and your voices. Everybody, we give you glory, Lord. We give you honor.
We give you glory,
Lord, as we honor you.
Oh, you are wonderful. You are wonderful.
You are worthy,
Lord. You are worthy.
You are wonderful, Lord. You are wonderful. You are worthy.
Oh, you are wonderful. You are
wonderful. Sing, you are wonderful, Lord.
You are wonderful.
Lift up your hands and just worship him. Worship him.
You are worthy, oh Lord. You are wonderful. You are worthy, oh Lord.
Lift your hands everywhere you are. Father, we give you the praise. Father, we give you the honor. The prayer, just one prayer will pray at this moment. You go and do the rest by yourself. Say, Father, draw me closer to you. Say it like I say, draw me closer to you. In fellowship, in intimacy,
activate
your nature
in me
by your presence.
By your presence.
Lift your hands and speak to God. Activate your nature in
activate
me
your nature.
Through your presence.
Through
go
your
on.
Presence.
Lekota shoko barata seka. Thank you.
your hands everywhere you are in the name of Jesus. Father, we give you the praise and the honor. We give you the adoration, the worship, the supremacy, the rule, the sovereignty. Blessed be your name. Thank you for everyone that is here today. Father, I ask that you release us to the realm of wearilessness and tirelessness.
Amen.
Durability of life.
Amen.
Supernatural fruitfulness despite age.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I decree today the realm of supernatural supply.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Father, help us to walk in your nature.
Amen.
Help us to see the end. Help us to feed on the life of God.
Amen.
To see the end from the beginning.
Amen.
To see beyond the limits of impossibility.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
To maintain communion.
Amen.
And intimacy. Blessed be your name. Honor to your name. Lift your hands high. Everyone here this morning, you need to give your life to Christ. You want your sins forgiven. You want Jesus to be Lord over your life. You want today to mark a new day in your life. Pick your Bibles, pick your bags, and quickly run to the front here. Pick your bags, pick your Bibles, pick your bags. Or you want to rededicate, no movement yet, hold on until we go. You want to rededicate your life to Christ, and you want Jesus to be Lord over your life. I give you the count of 10. You quickly rush to the front. Lord, I give you my life. I give you my soul. I give you the count of 10. Now, those ones will come on your right. You will come on your own right, which is let my own left here. You come there. Now, everyone else, something happened to you in the course of the ministration so far. God impacted you, healed you, delivered you. You know, the Bible said as he spoke, the Spirit fell on them. Alright? Those ones can come in the center here. Our pastors will attend to you and find out what happened. Alright? Everyone, those coming for salvation will come forward here. Those who have a testimony or a thought or an encounter right in the middle here will take two or three of you. And then we are done this morning. Give the Lord a big clap as you take your seat. You want to surrender your life to Jesus? To rededicate yourself to God. You want your sins forgiven. You want to make Jesus Lord over your life. Quickly come forward here. Let's receive you. You have an encounter, a testimony, something that God did for you, a touch, a change of story, right in the crowd. You got a healing. Something you came here with left you. God showed you a revelation, a revelatory encounter that is life transforming and life changing, right in the middle here. Let's receive you.
Lord, I give you my heart. Give my soul, I live for you, Lord.
I live for you, Lord. Every breath of life, every moment I'm away.
Keep coming and hand over your life to Jesus. Everybody say. For you. Every moment I'm away. Every moment I'm away.
Have your way,
Lord. Everybody says, I give you my heart. I give you my soul.
Live for you.
In addition to that, in this December, I'll dedicate two churches, maybe more, but two churches that the individual has built from foundation to roofing, tasty. That is, I want to build this church from foundation to roofing. Church, I think one has a pastorum, an office, all built for the church. That is extra offering basket supply. God is too big to depend on tiny human of effort.
said, if these hold their peace, the stones will cry out. One day he sent Peter to the lake, opened the fish mouth. Say, God is about to take you by surprise. Once you can look up straight at him and look away from man and what man can offer, he will make men to do. He himself will mandate men to do. Hallelujah. Somebody say amen. Please take your seat. Those of you in the front here, place your hand on your chest and pray this prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, I am a sinner in need of help. Come into my life. Make me a new person. Today I have decided to follow you, Lord. No turning back. From today, forward ever. Backward never. Today is my decision to follow you. No turning back. Forward ever. Backward never. And thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you. Counselors, please go ahead. Talk with them. Amen. All right, pastors, as many as you have to talk to us about, we can take 1, 2, 3. And sorry again, the rest of us might have to speak in the evening. Goodbye, world. Stay no longer with you. Goodbye, pleasures of sin. Stay no longer with you. I beg of us to go God's way the rest of my life. Goodbye, 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 world. Goodbye, world. Oh, I stay no longer with you. Goodbye, pleasures of sin. I stay no longer with you. I'm ready to go to God's way. The rest of my life. I'm ready to go to God's way. Tell me.
Very drastic encounter. God's servant while ministering went to the aisle and laid hands on him. He saw an encounter where he saw God's servant, senior pastor and God's handmaiden, and God's servant also, Papa Bishop Oyedepo, and also saw Pastor Yadeboye walking him through, giving him Bible and a key. That was the first encounter. Second encounter, why we just shouted, I received, he saw his picture from the ground, rising from the ground with nail all around it. And
oh my God.
Yes sir, right from the ground.
His picture from the ground nailed.
On it. And then shattered, and hear the voice, you are free.
Oh my God. I'd like you to know that demonic power is universal. It's not Africa located. This is from America, man. With picture in the ground, nailed to the earth.
Exhumed and then shattered.
What state are you in America?
New York.
New York. Do you understand? So there is such technology in New York. It's everywhere. Picture in the earth, nailed to the ground. Came out of the ground and say you are free. Anywhere they nailed your destiny. Anywhere they nailed your destiny. I declare you are free. You are free. You are free. Go in your freedom. In the name of Jesus, tell me.
Sir, Sister Vera's testimony is a product of the prophetic word that came yesterday at the commanding the day midnight prayer concerning poisonous demonic rat. Sir, she suffered high blood pressure, also diabetes, ulcer, hepatitis B, and also her borehole stopped working. As soon as that word came, she slept and woke up this morning only to see two rats dead inside water in her house. As she woke up, sir, all the heart palpitation, all the symptoms disappeared. She went to on her borehole began to run.
Rat.
Two of them, sir.
Poisonous rat. Oh, yes.
It was mentioned.
Connected to palpitation of the heart and borehole non-functionality. Ashe, two rats. Had a hand in it. And once they died, palpitation over, borehole
began to work.
Which technician repaired the borehole? Nobody. On his own.
Half his pond to use to see water, no water to use to flush the fish pond. So this morning, after I just go to backyard, I saw this. I said, Jesus! I went to all my boys, started running
on his own.
Yes, on his own. I called my husband. I said, this is miraculous. And he said, burn the rat and pour anointing. I burn the rat.
What are you doing?
So, for not that you measure it on Sunday.
That is the one with the long mouth.
Yeah, you measure it. Ukan. We used to call it Ukan. I'm a those states.
Ukan.
Ukaku. Yeah, Ukan. You measure it, yes. Uh-huh. Commanded the day, yes, yes.
The first hour, no?
You measure it, sir.
I don't know why they say it doesn't cross road. Literally. Fire of the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Every demon. Now, this is a second demonic technology. Every demonic technology, local witchcraft technology, that is fighting your life and your destiny, today they are exposed and destroyed. Occult technology fighting your destiny, exposed and dissolved. What's that?
Three encounters in rapid succession, sir. Sister came from Akwa Ibom. Had an encounter where God's servant said, receive, saw snake from my womb coming
snake.
Out. Yes, a snake. And also she saw ball of fire on everyone, like fire dropping. And then lastly, she saw a man gave her feeding bottle, said, go and bring forth. She has been trusting God for 13 years, no fruit of the womb.
For children. Dr. Miss Eneche, come lay hands on her. Fruit of the womb. Lift your hands. And a double Jehovah. Ajawa inenaduno enedabu jiova ajawa inenaduno. Yes, tell us what happened there.
This is Olubumi, an engineer and an inventor. He has invented several things, including the drone. He has been trusting God for investors to invest in. For the past 7 years, stagnation, rejection. But in the course of the service, why God's servant asked us to lay hands on our heads and scream, I received. He said he was led to open his phone right there from the U.S. A company approved the contract. And he said to appreciate God.
An invention contract.
Yes, sir.
Really? Drones for painting buildings, electronic and embedded devices. Pumping machine controller, smart home devices. You have all those inventions in your head. Which one is the 7 mobile? Oh. Lift up your hands. It's your season. It's your season. Go there in the realm of the technology and dominate. It is done. Confirmations. Jesus. Precious name. Power of the Holy Ghost. It is done. I'd like you to bring everything that is a point of contact to your invention. Let hands be laid on it and then place them on the altar. Link up with him.
Yes, sir. This is
church is always the center of invention.
Yes, sir. This is Sister Helen. She said before she came in from the UK, she discovered that her prayer life was under attack. Anytime she goes in to pray, she felt weak and sleepy. She said even the commanding the day, she began well, but at a point, as soon as the prayer starts, she will sleep off. So as the pastor led us to pray concerning the revelation of the enemies attacking her prayer life after the first war charge, she said the Lord opened her eyes and she saw an animal like a chameleon jumping on her bed and jumping out of the bed out in the UK. And she says she knows that the attack on her prayer life is over.
Powerful. Everyone that has any form of demonic attack on your life and your destiny, attack is broken. Yes.
Our brother came all the way from Boko. He said he came with one expectation in his heart. He has been in ministry for 11 years and nothing is working. So.
Okay, all right.
He came with one expectation that God revealed to him why the ministry was not working. He said, while God's servant was ministering, like a curtain was opened and God showed him a revelation he had in 2014 where God told him one secret to ministry is intimacy with God. So you missed it, and the moment that revelation came, he said, fresh fire came, and he knows that his ministry is about to
take place. Congratulations in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Yes,
Pastor Emma here said, when God's servants were ministering, and they was talking about command of effortless financial supply. And when man of God said, minister, and said, we should receive. And he said, when he shouted, receive, he went under power. Eyes open, and he saw that a bag containing good things was handed over to him. He could see peers, and the Bible was handed over to him. I believe that it's functioning in the realm of that supernatural supply.
Congratulations. Jesus' name. Empty-handedness over power. Jesus' name. Can we all stand up on our feet, everybody? Power of the Holy Ghost. Fresh grace, fresh fire, fresh supply. In the name of Jesus. Somebody bless him. Amen. Most blessed person here today, shout the loudest, amen. Amen. You believe that you are more blessed than even anybody that is here today, shout the loudest, amen. Amen.